status of bridges.
As county administrator, I've been in the EOC through the evening. I'd like to convey some of my operations and update you on some of the activities that are occurring. Sheriff Shore's been in the field through the evening hours. He's going to bring you up to date on the law enforcement activities and the conditions he's seeing throughout the community. I think it's fair to say that the damage we're seeing from Hurricane Irma is as bad, if not worse, than we saw from Hurricane Matthew. We're seeing similar coastal erosion and flooding in low-lying areas, but we've now been under conditions, hurricane type of condition, heavy tropical storm conditions, for almost 24 hours, starting at 6 p.m. yesterday evening and anticipated to continue till 6 p.m. this evening. That will be 24 hours. We're experiencing in excess of a foot of rain. We've seen wind gusts well in excess of 70 miles an hour. The combination of the wind, the rain, and the duration of the storm is not only causing the coastal flooding I just referenced, but is bringing down a lot of power lines and a lot of trees. And we're seeing flooding throughout the community we didn't see through Hurricane Irma. As we indicated last night, we felt we were going to see more countywide damage, and that's exactly what's playing out at the present time. And again, the sheriff will convey some of that to you in a moment. We're fielding an extensive number of calls for emergency assistance. Some of our first responders are having difficulty getting into the most impacted areas. We're asking our residents to stay off our roads. There's no reason to be out on the roads at this point in time. You're only obstructing the first responder activities if you're out on those roads. So if you're at home or in a safe environment within the county, stay there. If you're outside the county and you're listening to this message, we don't want you to return to St. John's County until we give an all clear. That's especially true for the coastal areas and downtown St. Augustine, which experienced again some very heavy weather conditions. We're getting a lot of questions on reentry onto the barrier islands. That is not going to occur anytime soon. There's no reason for anybody to go to the foot of a bridge and wait for an opening. The Florida Department of Transportation can't inspect the bridges until the wind gusts are 30 miles an hour or less. We're still seeing gusts in excess of 50 miles an hour. I don't think it's unrealistic to expect that the bridges won't be open until sometime tomorrow at the earliest. So I think you're probably well advised not to make plans to return to the islands this evening. We're dealing with life safety issues first. I'm sad to say we had one what appears to be storm-related fatality last night. It was a medical emergency. In the evening hours during the storm. And that's sad, but it's not to be unexpected. We want that to be the last fatality we see as a result of this storm. All our shelters are open and operational, but they're experiencing some very trying conditions. People have been in there now for an extended period of time. Resources are running short. So they're not pleasant environments, but they still are safe environments. I'm pleased to say that our first responders at the federal, state, and local level are all performing their jobs in an admirable way, but they too are encountering some very difficult situations. We're hearing now that we have an excess of 85,000 people without electrical power. That's approaching half the residents of the county. It's unrealistic to expect that power is going to come on immediately, so we're asking people to be as patient as they possibly can while Florida Power and our other utility providers restore power. But it is not going to be quick, and I think people ought to develop that mindset that they're going to have to ride out the next several days in some uncomfortable or at least undesirable conditions. Again, we're dealing with life safety issues first. Those are the top priority. We'll move to lesser priorities as conditions dictate. I think at this point in time, it's important to remember that damage can be repaired. Okay. Possessions can be replaced, but life is irreplaceable. And that's the premise we're operating on right now. So I think with that as a lean-in, let me turn it over to Sheriff Shore, who will give you the sense of what's playing out in the field. Sheriff?
Thank you, Mr. Wanchek. Good afternoon. For the last 3 days, we have been telling our citizens to prepare for the worst-case scenario, and I think we can make the argument today that to some extent that has arrived in St. John's County. We've got some very important information. Let me give you a little backstory. Started at about 8 p.m. last night. The conditions in our county started to degrade and degrade rapidly. By midnight, it was untenable in most areas. I will tell you, at the height of this storm, which was at about 3 a.m., the first responders here in St. John's County, and I got to witness it and participate in some of it, engaged in some heroic actions out in the field, to include being up to their chest in water to save some of our residents. We are dealing with an event that is going to transcend many of the others that we've dealt with. Matthew was our frame of reference, which was mostly an event that impacted the barrier and the coastal areas. This particular storm impacted the entire county, from the northwest to the northeast to the southwest to the southeast. Nobody was spared. We have water damage throughout, trees, obstructed roads, power lines down throughout. Driving is absolutely dangerous. Let me just say this, that not everybody in our county has suffered a loss or has suffered damage or has suffered any of these things. And it's easy to get in the mindset that everything's going back to normal. And it's not. And here's why. Number one, we don't know what we don't know yet in a lot of these areas. We are in the process. We've got our bridges locked down. We are in the process of, number one, getting ingress into some of these areas that you just can't get ingress into without additional assets like public works and chainsaws and what have you. Number two, once we get ingress, we're going to focus on assessments, and simultaneous to focusing on assessments, we're going to be searching for people that need assistance, people that need to be rescued, people that need medical help. This is a Herculean task that requires synergy, collaboration, and thank God we've got both of those attributes in this county. It is not going to be a simple process. Mr. Wanchek referred to the 80,000 or so folks without power. So what we want to say to our residents is this. Today, tomorrow, the next day are not the days for driving around. We told you to prepare for the worst case scenario. Just because your neighbor called you and said your house is fine does not mean your neighbor's fine. Does not mean we don't have heavy destruction in the next neighborhood. So if there's one key word that we got to focus on and capitalize on, it's patience. And I've seen a lot of it out there. I've seen citizens helping citizens throughout the night. I've seen citizens helping government workers through the night, public safety folks through the night. My advice, and I've had hundreds of calls, stay sheltered, don't go sightseeing, don't be curious, be thankful for what you have, and let us do our job. The curfew, of course, is going to still be in effect starting tonight, again, from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. Let me talk about the bridges for a couple of moments. We are not going to open these bridges, and I want to really emphasize this. We are not opening these bridges until, one, we've made our assessments, two, we feel as though we've reached every vulnerable person on the other side of that bridge, and number three, the engineers tell us it's safe to do so. Now, that's a lot of work. Think about it. Assessments, saving people, engineers looking at these bridges. So please, we're not going to set a time for when we're going to open the bridges. We don't know. And we told everybody that for the past 4 days. So it could be tomorrow. It could be the next day. It could be the next day. Government, we're not going to return to normal. Government and our citizens are committed 100% to a relief effort in St. John's County. And that means humanitarian assistance and a whole plethora of other things that we need to do. So it's serious business. We did have a fatality last night. And and that's terrible. An elderly couple was trying to protect themselves from water, and one of them suffered what we believe to be a heart attack. And of course, that's devastating for all of us and the family. A couple of special notes. City of St. Augustine, which has always had challenges with floods over the years because of the nature of its location. Davis Shores, we all remember Davis Shores from Matthew. No one's going to be allowed into Davis Shores. And the first people that would be allowed in, the only people that would be allowed in, and I've talked to the mayor and the police chief, is going to be people that live there. But they're not going to be able to get in until we got to do what we've got to do. So we've got a lot of different complex tasks going on. They're going to go on for quite some time. We need patience. We need understanding. We need kindness. And we've seen a lot of that and understanding. And the beaches, as I said, the St. Augustine Beach, Volano Beach, we've got some heavy devastation in some of those areas, and we're working through it. I will tell you that all night last night during all of this, government and public safety was ubiquitous throughout the county, no matter where you turned. And I want to thank all the men and women that stood up last night in some very, very difficult times. I think I've covered almost everything I wanted to cover, but I want to emphasize finally again, government's not returning to normal. We're 100% committed to this relief effort. Okay, so everybody's got to have patience. You're going to get to your stuff. We're not closing bridges to give you a hard time. Every decision that we make is based on in our professional judgment, is in the best interest of the safety of our citizens and our children. All of us standing up here have family in these neighborhoods, have loved ones in these neighborhoods that are suffering. So it's not about putting people through torture out here. It's about making sure we don't compound problems. We're going to be tired in the next several days. And when that happens, we've got to even be more situationally aware. So the media, thank you for getting these messages out. I think it's imperative for all of us to kind of gather with our families and do what we can to help ourselves and to help our neighbors.